Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Later in the show, 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk to our boy B-Rob. He's prepping for the Eagles game on Sunday. Big one for a lot of reasons, but we'll talk to him about that. And of course, we'll talk to Chip Patterson, touch on some college football, get his take on the games this weekend. Transfer portal, coaches moving everywhere, coaches getting fired, resigning. It's crazy how the transfer portal opens up right before the college football playoffs. So some of these, you know, backup quarterbacks who want to go find a spot have to make a decision, and, you know, they want to be on the team by the spring, so they've got to enroll for whatever school they get into and transfer to.
Did you see Billy Edwards III?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did his transfer announcement.
Yep. I thought I saw initially he was going to go to Michigan. Did that fall through?
I saw that as well. Yep. Maybe that was a smoke screen to maybe try and squeeze a little more out of the Badgers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it's now, nuts.
And then I saw Hemby declare for the portal as well.
He did. Yep.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be probably 4,000 to 5,000 kids in the portal. Last year there was about 3,000. They're going to easily trump that this year, because, I mean, that's just the way college football is now. That's the system that they've created.
It's all, but I'm telling you, it's bleeding into other sports, and to a way lesser extent.
Yeah.
But you know, you there was the wrestler, I think, at Penn State that got a boatload of money to transfer. Mm. There was a basketball player from the Ivy League that got like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
There's a volleyball player that I'm aware of that I believe the word is got $100K to transfer after her freshman year. Mm. Volleyball.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's nutty.
The money floating around is crazy, but especially for quarterbacks.
I can't even imagine.
And
do you think Locks is pissed that he's gone, or is he happy he's gone because kind of need it?
He's got a quarterback coming in next year.
So he doesn't care.
Yeah, but I don't know if you would want a true freshman starting when basically you're kind of on the hot seat after a down year this past year.
Right.
So that seems like a huge ask for Locks.
And you're talking about the kid from Spalding?
Yeah, Malik Washington.
Malik Washington. And I mean, he's the fifth-ranked quarterback in the class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's probably a top 25 overall kid, maybe top 30.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't know, maybe the kid MJ Morris who transferred in this past year, maybe he starts for a while, and then when Washington's ready, he jumps in there. But I'm not surprised
that
Edwards is
I saw that failing. Your boy from Florida State declared for the draft, Ogunleye or whatever his name is.
DJ, yeah. Well, he's got
no more eligibility.
Well, I guess he could have asked for a medical red shirt since he only played 5 games.
Yeah, he's got no chance.
I mean, so there's like 100 quarterbacks in the portal. I mean, every quarterback changes, and it's just
that's why they got to develop
a quarterback anymore. Like Washington State had a good, really awesome quarterback. In fact, he was number one in the portal. His name's John Mateer.
Yep.
Right. He wanted to stay at WSU. But when Oklahoma's offering you $4 million to go be their quarterback,
you have to go.
You have to go.
100%.
Right?
Yep.
And it's just, it's an unfortunate outcome of this where you have the haves and the have-nots, and why would you even waste time developing guys anymore? They're just going to leave.
Yeah, Maryland just signed a 5-star defensive end locally. It was a huge, huge recruit that Loxley got. And I'm just, all I'm thinking about
waiting
is
for him to transfer.
Well, just in 2 years after you develop them, it's almost like these mid-tier schools, like a Maryland, like a Washington State, are a feeder system for the schools that have a seat at the table.
Yes.
There's a 1% chance this quarterback that Maryland just recruited plays longer than 2 years at Maryland. If he's any good and he's successful,
correct,
he'll leave.
Yep, he's going to go to
Maryland
Texas.
Can't pay him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just look at Malik Murphy, who was the backup quarterback at Texas, right? Mm-hmm. He was a highly recruited kid. Doesn't play because they got Quinn Ewers, so he transfers to Duke, all right? Goes to Duke, and, you know, who knows what kind of money he got at Duke, but they won 9 games, all right? He had a pretty good year. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to get more offers, so I'm transferring again. So he's going to be at his third school in 3 years. And did he announce where he was going yet, Malik Murphy? I think he did.
Yeah. I forget.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just the system that's been created. And these kids, especially these quarterbacks, have to enter the portal. And if they're on, you know, they can't play in bowl games. Some of them decide that they're going to stay with their teams. But some of them say, you know what, I got to enter the portal and I'm leaving the school. I'm actually leaving the team. Mm-hmm. The backup quarterback at Penn State is leaving the team. They're playing in a college football playoff on Saturday at noon.
He's going to enroll in the new school,
and
right?
He's not going. He's entered the portal and he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a nutty system.
Just think, if you are one of these mid-tier teams like a Maryland, all right, and you want to decide, okay, I want to sit at the table. I'm going to try and play with the big boys. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you $20 to $30 million to keep up with the Ohio States of the world, and that's just for 1 year.
Yep.
And if, say, that 1 year goes south, and then all of a sudden you're the AD, you're Evans, and then you go, holy crap, we just spent $20 million, and we went 8-5, and we're in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Mm-hmm. And you go, I don't want to spend that money again. You have to continually spend this amount of money if you're going to have any kind of playoff shot.
Well, you guys saw that Michael Vick, right, I guess is interviewing, was it Sacramento State? They're developing a football program or something, or they're moving into FBS, whatever it is. And I guess he's also had an interview with Norfolk State, okay?
Correct, which is close to where he grew up.
Right, which makes sense. They said they had set aside $50 million for NIL.
I know.
Sacramento State.
Yeah, they got some money.
Yeah, but everyone was joining on that story last night.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not true.
Okay.
Stuart Mandel... they've quote unquote committed $50 million to NIL over 10 years because they're trying to get into this business.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk about it now. We were going to talk about it later. But like Gottlieb and other people were attacking Schefter, saying, "Dude, this is a horrible report you just put out there. It's not true." Stuart Mandel was mocking it. It's just not. They just don't have that kind of money. It would be laughable to think if they had $50 million, they wouldn't be hiring Mike Vick. They would be hiring a really good football coach with a proven track record.
Okay, so it's $50 million over 10 years, so $5 million a year. That's still a pretty big commitment for Sacramento State.
It's a commitment. It means nothing.
That doesn't mean
it means in year eight, we might spend $20 million. We don't have it now, but if we had it, we'll spend it.
They have no money on hand.
Well, that just jumped out at me because I think, again, I had a conversation with a guy that's in charge of the NIL in Maryland 2 years ago, and their NIL was like less than $2 million for all the sports.
Your only hope for the Marylands of the world is trying to catch lightning in a bottle that Indiana did, where all of a sudden the schedule gets favorable.
Mm-hmm.
You get an experienced transfer quarterback who's played a bunch of football. He comes in, has a good year.
Yeah, the window opens perfectly where everyone develops at the same time. There's no real weakness, and you kind of get a favorable schedule.
That's a 1 in a million shot, you know?
I know. That's why it's so hard.
I mean, even Indiana, for as good a year as they've had, I mean, are they really going to capitalize on it? Who do they play? They play Notre Dame?
Yep.
Who's favored?
Oh, Notre Dame's favored.
Yeah.
But still, just getting there.
That run is over.
Just getting there is an incredible achievement.
Yeah.
You know, SMU in their first year in the ACC, that they're not getting any TV money. They're paying their own way to transfer into to the ACC, gets to the playoff. I mean, it's all gravy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the transfer portal is just nuts. It's the timing of it is crazy because these kids have to make decisions before huge games. Some of them are staying with their schools, but some of them are jetting and they're getting out of town.
It's kind of sad, just especially for, I mean, this is a big money football thing, but you know, the non-revenue sports where kids are transferring, I don't know. It's part of it. The whole experience is your teammates, a bond, that connection that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just taking that away, just being hired guns already in college, 18, 19 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
This point, you just have to kind of know your place. Like, because I know there's a lot of people screaming for Locks to be fired and how this team needs to be better. Mm-hmm. But when you're only spending $3 to $5 million on NIL compared to what everyone else is doing, you're going to lose the arms race.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be happy to sneak in 8 wins.
Yeah, so, you got to be happy to go to bowl games.
Yeah. So what happened?
You got to be happy to go to the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
What happened when Gottlieb and them attacked Schefter? How did he respond to it? Did you pay attention to that, or that was something drafted?
I saw it curse. I didn't read the reply.
Did Schefter respond?
I don't know if Schefter responded or not.
Uh-huh.
My guess is Schefter probably was defending his reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you're right about the if you get a stud quarterback, which is kind of surprising that Malik Washington is going to go to Maryland as opposed to going to Georgia or Miami or even
probably
a team
not
like
a bad
Florida
decision,
State.
Though,
no, yeah, well, yeah. Think about it. If you're Malik Washington, if you're a freshman, you're probably not going to commit to a Georgia or Texas A&M. You're not going
to play for a year.
So why not? Why not go to Maryland for a year, year and a half, get
and
developed,
get $5 million from Alabama.
Then all of a sudden, then all of a sudden, you can basically renegotiate your NIL deal with a big time school.
Basically, turns the college guys, the top prospects, into pros.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, what it does.
It's just kind of surprising that a top ranked quarterback would go to Maryland as opposed to going to
Michigan. You could go the Arch Manning route and basically never play for a couple years.
Yeah.
Or you go ball out.
That's Arch Manning.
That's only because he has the Manning money.
Yeah, sure.
I actually saw there was a fake story that Manning was transferring to play for Bill Belichick at UNC.
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture of him, and they had already like AI superimposed him in a Carolina uniform, and I went, really? And you click on it and you just do like 3 seconds of study, researching, and you see it's fake.
Yeah.
But how much do you think Arch Manning has turned down? He's probably turned down a boatload of money over the last couple of years to transfer.
No idea. I don't know what to believe in terms of the money. I mean, the media always throws out numbers, but the media doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But Arch Manning will be the guy next year. So Quinn Ewers at Texas, before the season started, was looked at as a possible first-round pick, but he hasn't had a good enough year to stay there. So he's not going to be – he'll end up transferring because I don't think he's going pro, and he's not going to stay at Texas because Arch Manning's going to be the guy next year. But if you just look at the top-ranked quarterbacks coming out in the class, Bryce Underwood's the number one. He's going to Michigan. Keelan Russell's number two. He's going to Alabama. Okay. Tavian St. Clair is number three. He's going to Ohio State. Hassan Longstreet's number four is going to USC. And Malik Washington's five. He's going to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just doesn't fit.
Where's six going? Do they have six?
Six is going to Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even though it's probably smart for him to go, and he's got to start. He's got to play. Because it doesn't make any sense to go to Maryland and sit behind somebody. Doesn't make any sense. So he's got to play. I would think he'd be the starter. And then maybe after the first year, if he has a good year, he transfers to a bigger school for more money. But all these top kids, I mean, the kids, number eight's going to Oregon.
Mm-hmm. That's also what I don't understand about the NIL. So if you sign an NIL deal, after a year, can you renegotiate it? Like, it's not for, you get this
it's
money.
It's not a contract, no.
You're not here for 4 years. You know, some of this money is voided.
Well, the scholarships are one-year renewables, so maybe that's how the NIL works, too.
Who knows exactly how they word it and their whatever contracts they work up. But, no, I think they can.
I'm sure they have outs.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you Did you see there was a viral tweet about one of the NIL's contract stipulations? I think he's a receiver for Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Had a crappy year, but in his NIL contract, he was getting paid $600,000. He got a driver from the start of spring ball through the end of the rest of the year. His parents' travel and hotel accommodations were paid for to go to and from the games.
Mm-hmm.
His parents also got cars. Mm-hmm. And then he and his parents were the only ones who could decide if he could play for medical reasons or not.
Mm.
Like the trainer couldn't make the decision if he could.
Oh, really?
If he sprained his ankle.
Or if he got a concussion.
Yeah, if he would go in or be pulled out.
Mm.
I mean, that's the type of stipulations that are going on.
It's wild. Wild.
Yeah. It's more of a business than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Especially in college football.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. Anyway, we got Brian Robinson Jr. joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. We also have our good friend Chip Patterson. He'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And, you know, we got to certainly get into this Commanders Eagles game because it's a big game for both teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially after Atlanta won last night, even though Atlanta looked like butt. I mean, they got some problems in the red zone.
Well, Raheem Morris is publicly criticizing Cousins.
He definitely
calling
is.
Him out by name.
He definitely is. But it's a win. And remember, they swept Tampa. All right. So they've already beaten Tampa twice. Now they're one game back of Tampa in the NFC South. But that just puts more pressure on the Buccaneers to win if they want to win the division. Certainly the Falcons have to keep winning. The Vikings now have an identical record with the Lions, but they lost to the Lions earlier in the year. They still play them, I think, in week 18. Mm-hmm. So the NFC has three divisional races that are very interesting, including the NFC West. But we'll get into all that the rest of the show. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.